Restaurant. What is this background? It looked like a Outback Steakhouse bathroom. You on the run?
I'm just out here doing my thing, dog. You know what I mean? I was checking out. No, I had to record something today, and I'm in their studio place, and they just happen to have like the soundproof booth type thing. So I was like, oh, this will work.
It's like a little
pod. I gotta do this thing. Yeah, so it's one of them type things. You want to run.
It should look like you ducked off in like a little phone booth.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all?
Reporting had to live. Kick Superman ass out and come holler at y'all real quick, man. Yeah, man. What's up, everybody? Hey, what's up, Pat? How we feeling,
what
man?
What up, Scary Squad? How you doing, man? You had an interesting day yesterday.
I guess you could say. Wait, what was it? Oh.
We was up at BuzzFeed. We was up at BuzzFeed.
I was thinking about that. When you talking about it, I was thinking about it as I was driving up there, like, man, we really was beefing with them. It's the thing. We was beefing with them, and I feel like they didn't even know, and they didn't even care.
You saw that compound they had? They didn't know. we thought they knew us.
She was like, they told us all the places that they had offices in. It was like, what was the one place?
Mumbai.
Because
New York and Mumbai. I was like, oh, you guys never even knew about us, probably. They were in our business meetings and shit. They didn't know who the hell our black asses were.
It was like that dude that was beefing with J. Cole. Nobody was like, wait, who is this? Right.
I was like, oh. Scroll up. Gotcha.
And they used to have two locations in L.A. They used to have two different physical locations.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That was very cool. That was very cool to see. But yeah, it was.
I'm so excited to see that video, because I know it's going to be ridiculous. That's one of the ones.
I literally can't wait, too, because, yeah, we had Craig, Brent, and B-Lou together afterwards.
I know that was ridiculous. I know that was all type of ridiculous, man. Man, I need from you a generic response statement when people start asking me about roast meat. Because I have nothing. I throw you under the bus every time. I'm like, hey, man, this Pat's fault. That's Pat's show. He's a producer. He be on all these trips and just gallivanting all over the world. It's his fault, man. Y'all should start spamming him.
I could give an official response right now, actually. I just got off the phone.
Oh, wait a second.
I just got off the phone with a producer friend of mine that we both know, we all know and love. But yes, next month we'll be filming a top secret little roast project, and it will be on my channel. So you're more than likely to pull up.
When we finish this episode, I want to show you some of this place that I'm at, because, man, I was like, hey, this is kind of this. Actually, you know what? Hold on, we got a little time. Let me a little bit now.
Whoa.
So they got some shit here. Right. Actually, no. Let me see if I can turn the camera the right way.
Oh, that's dope.
Back. Let's do a while. Let's see. Okay. So we got all the Transformer stuff, the Rode TVs. You got this big ass slide thing.
Oh,
right. Which is
what?
Right. Basketball hoop.
It's like Rob Dyrdek's fantasy factory.
Yeah. Or that little thing that Yachty had in his house when he was doing his podcast.
Right.
Right. And so you got Lord of War over there. You got a fucking food truck inside of there. This big stage. They got desk. Where the desk at? They got the desk right here. So I was like, this will be good for roast me. And then you got this big thing right here. You can use that screen and have like roast me, the fire, and all of that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and this is so big, you can have a live audience while the roasting is going on and make it like a, you know what I mean? So this is,
you know, sound treated?
I don't think so. Actually, some of it is because they got it
Ooh.
back there.
Oh yeah, I gotta pull up over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
So
will.
I mean, the
That's
TV's
lit.
right here. This is, bro,
That's hella cool.
the right? It's some dope shit here. So
It's a whole
yeah.
octagon in there. It's like a UFC
Yeah.
octagon.
No, it really is. It really is. So
What? Wait a minute.
yeah.
That's
And
kind of
I was talking
crazy.
to the guy. He was telling me they've been looking, for new people to rent it out to and, just make a little passive income and shit. So I was like,
Okay.
yo, I think I know somebody that might be able to use this too. So yeah, man.
I will pull up. That's actually kind of crazy.
All right, well,
Great
let me
timing.
pull up some of these goddamn icebreakers real quick just to see what we got going on real quick, guys. We got some morally messy. You get a $50,000 tax free. You get $50,000 tax free, but your worst enemy also gets $100,000. Are you taking it?
Oh, of course. Blocking your own blessing to spite somebody else is crazy. I'd have no idea what you're gonna say. I feel like you would rather see not see that and take the L on the 50, but I don't know. 100,000 isn't, it's helpful. It's probably not life-changing if, it's life-changing, but it's not like you going all your
Yeah,
problems.
you ain't moving out of the country and started a brand new life and being good forever. I just need to know if my 50,000 and their 50,000, I mean, and their 100,000 are both tax free. Because if it's just mine, then that does give me some leverage. Like, I'm he get that 100,000, but I'm gonna tell the IRS. Yeah, I ain't
I'm
gonna be
about
the
to
only one owning these niggas. Yeah,
Nigga, you
I'm that
from,
type of petty.
but you also from St. Louis. So for 2,000, maybe less, you could get a nigga to rob them for the 100,000. I'm sure that would be two steps of separation for you. You could fall.
I would just tell the nigga what's happening. You get the money. I don't know.
And then that way you walk away with all 50.
Yep. I just like, hey man, I got a lick, 100,000, easiest money you ever made. How much you want? Just
I'm
show me
done.
the proof that you got it.
That's crazy. You don't even tell him about your 50,000. Just like, hey, I heard a wizard gave that
Yeah.
nigga 100. That's crazy.
Nah, but I'm gonna take that 50,000 though. I'm gonna take
Yeah,
that 50,000 all day. Yeah,
for
I mean
sure.
50,000, like we said, and it's crazy, bro. Like, 10, 15 years ago, you think about somebody getting 50,000, like, damn, they got 50,000. Now when you got bills like 50,000, all right, I could put something on this bill.
Right. It's like a cushion,
Yeah. But it's not a lot. It's not a lot, man.
That's a lot. It's a lot. That is still a lot.
When you got bills, 50,000. I mean, if you could pay off all your bills with that 50,000 and then potentially have something left, or even just like put a good dent in one of them and just take a really good vacation.
Yeah.
That's significant.
That's
I'll give you
valid.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's solid. That's solid. You're right. You can hear one secret about every person you meet, but now they can hear one of yours too. Deal?
I wonder if I would even benefit from this. I don't know how I would.
That's a good way to frame hell no, because that's what I was going with. Hell no, I don't even care about people's business like that.
Right. Yeah. I would say no, because then what if the secrets don't match up? Like, what if it's some bullshit for them, but then it's your worst secret? And you're like, nigga, I just learned you don't like dairy. Like, that's just, I don't even eat it.
I learned that you enjoy chewing ketchup packages when no one's looking.
Yeah. Shit. Nah, I'm
Oh man,
good. I pass
that's so
on
funny.
that.
I just remember at White Castle, I worked at White Castle. Me and my nigga Drew, my homie Big Drew, we used to roast all the time, and he used to tell me I had little chipmunk teeth. He said I put the edges on the ketchup packages, the little ridges on the.
That's, I've never heard that. Perforated bites,
It sounds like this.
shard bites. Damn.
I haven't thought about that in years. I was like, that shit hit me. I was like, hey man, fuck you, man. Fuck you, dog. That one got me.
I wonder when's the first time we got made fun of, because it's like I can't even think that far back.
I'm sure it was elementary school. I'm sure when my freckles was there, I'm sure niggas was like, what's wrong with your face? And I was like, all right, bitch.
Definitely
Okay.
elementary school. I feel like it had to be earlier than that, even like within the house.
Yeah,
like niggas can't help themselves, man. Niggas be roasting babies.
Yeah, I definitely got roasted by my cousin because I was light skinned. So I mean, that just, you know, it just happened. It was, they had some nerves. All my cousins were fat, so it was like, wait a second.
But not fat and light skinned. Got it. It just takes one minor detail.
You think it's roasting me out of breath? What are we talking about right now?
You think it's make fun of my nose for the most part? I don't know. What do niggas make fun
of? Yeah, what did you get roasted about? I definitely got roasted for the freckles and being light skinned.
Light skinned, definitely. Oh, and black, because I skated. So I was like a. I had a couple white circles, so I definitely got made fun of for being black. Nose for sure.
Did you say skating on basketball. On the skateboard?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did rollerblades, so I got roasted for rollerblades.
The sled.
Got roasted. The sled. playing tennis. Being a black kid from East St. Louis, playing tennis.
Horrible at basketball.
Because we had tennis courts in East St. Louis, but that's typically where people met up for drug exchanges. So I had to pause the game while these niggas do handoffs.
For real? You stopped a tennis game for a drug deal?
What am I do? What am I do?
But that's just like the most non-gangster thing to be interrupted by the most gangster thing. Like,
that's exactly why I didn't say nothing else.
That's probably why they met up there.
I see these niggas walking on. Huh?
That's probably why they met up there too, because it was not
expected. Yeah, because ain't nobody ever there. Well, nobody ever there. They're still open enough to where, you know what I'm saying, they can't easily get away without being seen. So, you know, I'm there with my cousin trying to teach him how to play tennis because I'm the only one that played tennis. And we see these niggas come up. And we knew the niggas that was selling that shit. So we just like, wait, you know what I'm saying? You kind of look away. Just like, yeah, man. So.
You never told that story before? That's hilarious. That is the funniest thing to be interrupted. It's like, oh yeah, just wait. Did you guys just pretend like you didn't see him? Like,
yeah, you just turn around. It's like, cause I ain't got no business over there. That's one thing we were good at. Like, yeah, if that shit don't involve me, I'm going, you know, look the other way. That shit don't involve
me. They handed it over the net, like, just right in the middle of the game. All right.
Intentionally, they can do it when they first walk in. They intentionally just walk to the center of the court and just meet up like they shaking hands.
That's crazy.
It's the worst, man. The shit that you don't think about because you don't realize that's not normal. Weird decisions. Would you rather use a stranger's toothbrush one time or wear a stranger's underwear for a whole day?
Oh my God. I was, as soon as you said the first one, I was like, it got it. Whatever the second one is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I don't know which one is more likely to give you a disease.
Give me that toothbrush because I can just rinse my mouth out with peroxide and bleach afterwards.
What, you have to do a full brush? What was the first one? Full brush?
Brush your teeth with a stranger's toothbrush or wear stranger's drawers all day. I mean, you could wear the stranger's drawers inside out. Once that sweat starts getting in there, starts messing with their funk, you still got 6 more hours to go.
You could get lucky and not have anything transmitted from the drawers.
From the drawers?
Mm. But the toothbrush, whatever they got, you got. Straight to the source. Whatever they ate,
you probably ate too. Because at this point, like a lot of times, toothbrush be going food too. Unless you replacing that head or replacing, yeah. So you got some grilled chicken in the morning in your mouth.
They could have any mouth diseases. Give me the draws. That's bad though.
The draws?
That's bad though.
Give me that toothbrush, man, real quick.
You said the whole day?
You gotta wear the drawers the whole day. It said brush your teeth once with a stranger's toothbrush or wear a stranger's drawers all day.
I might go with the toothbrush. Just cause like whatever the bare minimum is of you could might be like, and then that's it.
Just brush it with the top bristles. The bristles on the very top, dude.
Right. And then don't close your mouth for the rest of the day. Just
don't close your mouth. Yeah,
you just gotta,
you need to rinse your mouth with some Pine Sol and a little bleach. And then put some fabric softener over your mouth.
Because as soon as you sit down, it's over. As soon as you sit down in them drawers, it's over. Warts
gonna be
everywhere.
Feeling that.
Yep.
You're gonna be feeling you're gonna be feeling that, baby boy. This past weekend was Grand Prix in Long Beach. Did you know that?
That's car racing.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about the F1 blowing up in Vegas, but I've never even been to a race.
Yeah. Well, you know, they was doing it. I think Thursday or Friday. It might have been Friday. Was the only day that it was free, but over the weekend, they got down with it. And there is a Polish town for the 4th of July. They do role playing of Americans, like Southern Americans. Let's cue it up, hippie. Let's see.
Okay, good. White, Southern white Americans.
Yeah.
Okay. this was almost crazy different.
That nigga was on bated breath with that one.
It was like, oh, blackface. So, that's why I thought this was going.
In Poland, there is a LARP group that role plays as contemporary Americans. On 4th of July, LARP is an annual role-playing event in Poland where participants immerse themselves in the lives of contemporary Americans. Set in the fictional Pristine Park, Ohio, players transform Polish holiday resorts into simulated trailer parks.
Oh my God.
Complete with Cleveland Browns jerseys, Ohio State flags, and backyard barbecues. While the event features activities like Miss 4th of July pageants and pie competitions, is designed as a social drama that explores the complexity of the American dream through deeply scripted characters.
Can we be any more embarrassed? they're getting arrested? Oh, we are a full joke. Okay, well, that was black American.
Yeah, I feel like that one was, but at least he didn't go full blackface. At least he didn't go full blackface, and I can appreciate that.
This is interesting.
Maybe you don't check out Poland.
This is really interesting. I wonder, like, because you know, like, there's two types of people who do that. This either they're into it because they like the culture and they're like, yeah, racism, like, and they can like be themselves, or they're making fun of it and they just think it's ridiculous. Yes. So they're like, I'm gonna get arrested like an American and drink beer. Like, yes. I wonder if they're making fun of it or if they like kind of feel the same way.
I feel like they are. I think two things to be right at the same time. I feel like they absolutely know how ridiculous like some of the Southern culture is when it comes to racism, but I think in the same sense, like when it comes to how they rate black people or how they view black people, it's not much different, particularly. Mm-hmm. I saw some video where they had like students from all over. It was like an exchange program. So it was, you know, an Australian student, maybe someone from like the UE, and just like four different places. And they all talked about how they viewed black Americans and then Americans and then white Americans.
Yeah.
And they viewed white Americans as lazy as well. Like, mm-hmm. that's how they're perceived to that part of the world as well. And it's just like, huh.
Yeah.
Well, would you look at that?
Yeah, so, it's crazy. Yeah, I saw a documentary, I think it was in Korea, South Korea, or some place in Asia that's obsessed mm-hmm. with Cholo culture on the West Coast. So they all have the dark shades, the button-ups, and they really look like they could be like Mexican too. And they do the lowrider, just like lowrider culture and stuff like that, how they dress with the socks and the khakis, but they're not making fun of them at all. They just love
just really embracing the culture.
And they're just actually doing it. So that would be interesting to see videos from that, to see if they're just like, yeah, I'm an American, you know, or if they're just like, yeah, we hate the blacks too. Police lives matter, you know, because that's a weird thing to want to dress up as MAGA.
Yes.
They're going for like the Confederate role play.
Hey, man. LARP Venture, Trailer Park,
LARP about broken dr American dream. Wow.
To be honest,
Wow.
if it was a joke, that would be kind of fun. That would be kind of fun to just pull up and just be like, yeah, two, come on. Let's throw some meat on the grill.
Here's the thing. I wish I could go though. I wish we could go and just be a representation of like black of the blacks that would be, and we just be there. Just we dress up. We don't tell them no we're American. We just don't, and just be just walking around like, woo, hey, bud, and just
Right, like literally undercover
right.
American.
We go over there for the event. We dress like Polish, so we dress in their normal attire. We just walk around like, this is weird, right?
I don't even know how Polish people dress. That's
Me
why I was,
neither.
yeah, like in the comments are saying, it's a good job with the costumes. Great. I don't know their fashion over there, so they really did
Me
put that
neither.
shit together. That shit looks American as hell.
I don't know why I was just thinking about like wooden shoes, but that's Dutch, isn't it? Or Swiss with the wooden shoes.
Yeah, like gold member and stuff. That's like Netherlands.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, okay, Netherlands. So, did you see those posts on the internet when it was like an Asian person talking about they was seeing black people and how they're just like bigger physically than them, and they would say it said something like, if they were to try to attack me, there's literally nothing I can do physically to protect myself from them. And like, I don't feel threatened, but I am aware that they are physically much bigger than me. It's been a couple posts about that. Like this one another Asian person was like, yeah, this black guy just moved in the neighborhood, and we've been seeing him around, and basically like the same thing. Like they're just more physically bigger than us, and it would be nothing I could do to protect myself. And that it never made me feel any way, but I can't help but feel a little nervous around them. And it's just like,
What an interesting trend to pop up.
it's so crazy. It's so crazy. And I don't know if it's propaganda that's pushing that forward, and reason why it's trending, or they just being honest and shit. But it's like, what made you feel that way? Like, what is
Right.
that? Because the other people that's bigger than you too.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
It's
Like,
the
being bigger isn't a
Aussies,
black exclusive.
right? Like the Aussies who play rugby, them motherfuckers are huge.
Right.
No neck, just muscles on top of you. Samoans, the baby Samoans are bigger than you.
Are arguably
I
as
know you ain't
scary
over in
than black people.
Africa. I mean, Hawaii, yeah, I know you ain't over Hawaii saying that about Hawaiians, about Samoans. But it's something about black people that they just cast this negative energy and connotation on, and it just that shit don't sit right with me.
That is such a strange trend. It's like people just discovered size and size differences. It's like everybody small has thought this about bigger people, but that's just such a weird
Right.
black people specifically. They're bigger.
Right. Right.
That's wild.
Speaking of sizes, though, quick message from my sponsor.
Hey, listen, I got it right here, fresh off the presses. You're listening to the sound of my voice, and I want to tell you right now, stop playing about losing weight. If you're really ready to take the steps to lose weight, you need to listen to me, okay? Because I got it right here. Listen, if you want to really get the worth out of losing weight, okay, let's skip the guesswork and let's get to weight loss by Hims. Hims offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications that now include, da-da-da-da, we gonna repeal and we gonna repeal. Oh, but there's so much more. Fresh out the press. Plus, they offer lifestyle tips to support you along the way. Now, with Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. Because listen, you have to do that, okay? It's not just gonna make everything work. You gotta put forth some effort too. A diet and exercise is a big part. Now y'all know I don't. Y'all know I know. But that's not it. That's not it. Let me tell you some more. Listen. So you have to understand that Wegovy, it helps you regulate your appetite and eat less. So success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever and only GLP-1 available in a pill for weight loss. So there's no needles involved. My goodness. No needles? That's a game changer, folks. That's a game changer. Oh, but they're not done yet. Fresh off the press. Because through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. And if prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. Those are two big things right there, people. Fresh off the press. No insurance necessary. Right to your front door. It means you don't have to go anywhere for it. You can get your medication. Take your medication pantsless. I ain't on pants right now. Why? Because I got on shorts. Okay. But here's the thing. Hims make it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet. If eligible, you'll get a treatment plan personalized with you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Now, if you're ready, and only if you're ready, because again, hot off the press. Visit hims.com/DIYS to get personalized, affordable plan that is for you. That's hims.com/DIYS. hims.com/DIYS. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required, fee not included, and billed separately. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit hims.com right now. Fresh off the press.
All right, so I think over the weekend or this past week, there was an incident with a tiger at a circus. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
I haven't heard the story, though. I can't wait.
So I guess it was an actual performance. It looks like it's in the circus or something. Hippie, we got that queued up. After a barrier collapse, footage circulated on social media on April 19th of the incident in Russia, showing a barrier drop while three tigers were on stage. One of the animals leapt over the lower barrier and into the crowd, where all you heard was gasping and screaming. Now, no one was injured, and the tiger was immediately removed by a specialist and returned to its enclosure. But I saw the video. I don't know if we have the video. Oh, yes. Okay.
Да, ну так, немножко страхово, конечно. Народ было много, немножко. Опустили просто этот вольер раньше времени, дрессировщики что-то запретили.
I wonder, there's a lot of things going through my mind. First of all, when that motherfucker jumped over there, the way I would have just immediately shit on myself, my asshole would have become a gaping black hole and shit would have just been popped. I just would have shit everywhere, okay?
Everyone's heart
that
stopped.
Tiger dropped out of there like he heard his DoorDash was at the door. That nigga was like, oh shit, that's for me right there.
But you saw him look first. He was like,
yes.
And you know, everybody saw him look. It was just like, uh-oh. And that suit, man. And what's crazy is while you were reading the story, I heard in Russia. So I was like, oh, okay, it's in Russia. Like,
yeah.
They're built different out there anyways. They probably weren't that scared. Mm-hmm. The fact that there were full families there just watching, like the
full families.
I would have been out of there, especially him lurking in the, that was so scary. There was mm-hmm. full families there looking forward. Just
I feel like they had to come over to PA and was like, do not move. No sudden movements. You could, you know, bring attention to yourself. Everyone just remain still. We're sending someone out right now. Because everybody was just too still. For them to not have had that message, everybody just sitting there like, all right, I hope he don't see me. Motherfucker, of course he smells sees you.
Do you think that would have gone the same in America, even if with the message?
Hell no, the niggas would have, kids, it would have been more kids killed by the stampede than the fucking tiger.
Right. Oh my
Hell
God.
Hell no, Americans ain't listening. I just saw a video the other day. I think I liked it. I mean, if I find it and I send it to Hippie, I guess it was like a black bear in a neighborhood, and the motherfucker had climbed a tree, and they I guess they hit him with the dart, the tranquilizer, to try to make him, like, you know, fall out the tree, and they had the people under there with the net to, like, catch him and shit like this. But this
motherfucker, he
held on. It was like all the firemen. They had this big ass net, and then they had like the inflatable thing underneath the net. But that motherfucker held on for dear life for the longest time. He was like, and you see his leg like kind of just slipping, and then he just clinged up again. It was crazy. It was very intense, but very funny at the same time. Because when he fell, it was like, bleh.
Do you think you could live in a place where there was just active bears going through the neighborhood? Because I see those videos all the time, like a bear in the backyard or in the kitchen somehow. That seems like a problem I can't have at this point, like tornadoes.
I think I could do it in certain places as I would expect it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Living like Joshua Tree, I would expect, like, carry it.
For sure.
I mean, I don't know. Like, Joshua Tree, I wouldn't live out there the full year. I wouldn't live the full year, but I could be 4 or 5 months out there.
Ain't no desert bears. 3 or 4 months out there.
Well, I said the coyotes and shit like that, but oh, here it is right here. So the video is kind of long, but you can probably throw it in like, that's why when he got hit the first time, now he's fighting him, right? He's like, yeah.
Like a big person.
Right.
Man, I know they were nervous. Oh. He for sure hit the floor a little bit.
Nah, they got the inflatable under it.
What the? And then what? They put him in a truck and drive off? That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Go release him, re-release him into the wild? Hell yeah. No. That was like, man, can you imagine that motherfucker waking up and being like, ah!
Right.
Because it looked like it wasn't that big, but black bears aren't, I don't know, black bears don't get as big as brown bears. I think black bears are the smallest ones.
No, for sure. They're the smallest ones. But I mean, it's kind of like when police tase a big dude and he eats them and you see it in the cop's face. They're like, I don't have any more bolts. What happens now? Like, if he woke up and just started fucking shit up, that would have been raps.
Yeah, hey, what if the fall would have, like, he would have been like, oh, all right, let's get into this. The Mortal Kombat music playing.
Start punching himself. All right, shit.
Randall, are you going to see that Mortal Kombat 2 is coming out? And God. What else?
Street Fighter. Oh, it looks so good. You don't think it looks good?
No, it does. It does. It does. It absolutely does.
Well, it absolutely what's the does. Hesitation? Casting?
I'm going to go see it. I'm trying to really not look at some of the people in the movie just like as those people. I'm just like, I'm going to go
weird
see
choices.
It,
but... Weird choices.
Very weird
definitely
choices.
Some weird choices. I would have liked to see more unknown people for this. Because it's kind of like...
You could have went that way.
Yeah, because I think...
You could have went Jonathan Majors instead of 50. These niggas both beefing with white women all the time. Like, what's the problem?
Well, I think both of them would kill... Either of them would kill Balrog, but a mm-hmm. Balrog that looks like Balrog that we don't know, I think would have been mm-hmm. easier to get into. Because even Johnny Cage as Butcher from The Boys was a... Mm-hmm. We want to get, like, popular actors. And I don't... That ruins the adaptation to me.
You know what's crazy? I was just thinking about this because I watched this video. And they were talking about how there will never be, like, a Leo... Denzel Washington, those people are gone. The franchise actors are no more. They're franchise characters like Thor, right? But when you think about Thor, and that's, what's his name? What's the guy that plays Thor?
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth, yeah, right? All the other movies he's done, like the Netflix movie, he got a movie on Prime right now with him and Holly Berry, Crime 101.
Yeah.
Them shits ain't moving the needle like they used to.
Surprisingly, same
they
with RDJ and Chris Evans.
Yeah.
They were struggling in the box. The Rock!
Chris
That's
Evans
how we
too.
Knew it was over. That's how we knew it was like, oh yeah, shit's different now.
Yeah. It's only the characters that are the franchise. That's why, and I just saw a video yesterday this chick had took this person had took like a video of all the posters at the movie theater, and everything is either a sequel, a prequel, or a remake. Yeah. Everything that was a poster, there were no original movies, no original content, no nothing. Everything was a prequel, another sequel, or a remake.
Well, you got Timothy Chalamet.
This is going to be the third time they've redone The Mummy.
What was the second? Brendan Fraser
they
wasn't original?
First Mummy, the second Mummy, and third Mummy. That was with Brendan Fraser. Then they redid it with Tom Cruise.
Did they?
Yes, nigga.
That same Mummy series? It was with Tom Cruise?
No, it wasn't the same one. It was just a remake.
Of the Mummy series. Huh.
And now this one is about to be a different remake.
You know what's crazy? I don't mind remakes. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. If enough time has passed, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't mind.
Hey, I feel like enough time ain't passed on that shit. But they did that with Superman's and the Batman too. And shit, the Spider-Man too.
I don't think it counts with superhero stories because I feel like that's the most that should be adapted, you know. But there are just like a bunch of like how many times they gonna do it? That's crazy. Like they'll give us every movie and then a TV show with the backstory, and now we got a TV show with the backstory of Harry Potter. Like it's interesting. But then it's like when original shit dropped, nobody watch it unless it's Ryan Coogler. But I heard that what is it, Marty Supreme or whatever, Tim Chalamet's?
Yeah,
I heard that
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and they had like, some big stars in that. They had him, Tyler was a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else that was big in there. It's just a different time, man. It is a different time. And speaking of a different time, here's a quick message from one of our sponsors.
All right, people. All right. I got it. He's here, fresh off the presses. Okay. We're talking serious business right here. Because I know sometimes a lot of people out there who are listening under my voice, under the sound of my voice, you might be craving. And cravings aren't just about nicotine. They're about the habit, the hand-to-mouth oral fixation, that momentary pause when that loop is broken. Craving spike. Fume replaces your habit with flavored air fidgets, okay? A flavored air fidget device that gives your hand and your mouth something to do. Now, some people would say pause right there. But we ain't playing them type of games. We out here trying to solve a problem. You understand me? Listen, distracting the cravings without nicotine, vapor, or batteries. Don't just try to quit. Huh? Upgrade the habit loop. Reach for your fume instead. Now, your fume device is here to help you. And I'm going to tell you how. The fume device detaches, right? It's got two little pieces. You can do something with it right there. You get the flavored air. Right? Get that crisp mint, or you get that raspberry flavor. It gives you something to do. Then you got the hand-to-mouth oral fixation that gets satisfied with it. Don't just try to quit. Have things in place that will help you quit. Because the resolution on day one feels real easy. Around day five, that's when the cravings hit. That's when they hit. And that's when you're going to need fume the most. I already told you about my favorite flavors. Crisp mint. That raspberry is tangy. It's tangy and sweet on the end. And we got an offer for you. That's right. We got an offer for you. When you grab a journey pack, you'll also get a free gift just for using our code DIYS. Now, listen, Fume has already helped over 700,000 people take steps toward better health. 700,000. That's a lot of people. I don't even know if I can count that many people without messing up, but that's how many they've already helped. And listen, they want to help you too. These people are taking steps toward better habits. And now it's your turn. Use our code DIYS to get your free gift. Your free gift and your journey pack. Head over to tryfume.com. That's TRYFUM.com. And use the code DIYS to claim your free gift today. Fresh off the press.
Now this story is hilarious as hell to me. Thief swaps Lego pieces for pasta in nationwide scam. A 28-year-old California man named Jarrell Augustine has been arrested after allegedly pulling off one of the most creative retail schemes we have ever seen. He would buy expensive Star Wars and Marvel Lego sets. Remove all the valuable pieces and the mini figurines. Fill the boxes back up with dry pasta so they sounded the same when shaken, and return them to Target for a full refund. He did this 70 times across multiple states before he was caught, totaling approximately $34,000 in losses.
How? How? Hang on. 34,000 divided by what? How many? 70?
70.
These were almost $500. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Jordan was talking about that. These Lego things are expensive as hell.
So, because he did it across the nation. What? So you go to one Target.
Yeah.
You get $500 to $700 worth of Legos. You take them all out. Put them in another box. You refill the box with the pasta and shit. You spend $70 on pasta. Take care of that. Put it back. And then
I see what you're saying.
You selling it online, probably. Just like, hey, this set, no box. Right? You're getting the money for that, and then you're getting the money back from Target for the actual thing. You're doubling up.
Got you. So wait, but when you return it, he had to open the box and take everything out and put the pasta in. So when you return a Lego box that's been opened, wouldn't they find out immediately?
Unless you knew the way to open it. Like if he was using steam to get the glue up off of the boxes, and like he was opening them in a way such they weren't damaged to where when he took them back, they looked unopened.
Yeah.
And they just shaking it right there. They wouldn't have any reason to open it to inspect it if it didn't look like it wasn't open. So if he called them upwards of $70,000, that means he probably made. Well, I was gonna say he made, but he didn't have to spend. So he might have made that $70,000 or more, because especially if he got his hands on any of those exclusive sets,
right?
Those collector sets,
he made at least $34,000, yeah. or it didn't matter.
At least that, so, at least half of that. Yeah, but 70.
The coldest thing is that how many kids opened a box up and it was pasta? And it's not even like he could have done this at a time where it wasn't traceable. So you have these people calling different Targets saying, I opened this Lego and it was pasta. And the first few times they were like, no, it wasn't. But then it's like, how do you even trace that back to him? That's crazy. Yeah.
Especially if he paid with cash. And I'm sure all the time he didn't pay with cash, but if he had paid with cash, I would imagine they got to take your name down if you're getting like $500, a certain dollar amount over a certain point. They got to take your information down. Because typically, even with Amazon, so Target will let you steal until you get to a certain dollar threshold, right? Mm-hmm. And then they'll press felony charges on you for stealing this certain amount. It's some gangster shit. With Amazon, if you return more than a certain number of, like more than half of your purchases, then they will ban you and your IP from using the website.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, this probably happened back in the day.
Not necessarily, because it was a nationwide thing. You think about most major cities have like, you know, four or five Targets in them. So that motherfucker can move his way through one state, go to the major cities. So like if you're in Ohio, you go to Cleveland, you go to Columbus, you go to Trenton, you go to Dayton. All of those are within 1.5 to 3 hours away from each other. You just hop in the car, do that. And each one of those might have 2 to 3 stores. That's shit, crazy. In a week. Hey, man. You know what I mean?
It almost feels like the first serial killers, how the cops couldn't even fathom this being the same person. So it was just never connected. And then way later it was like, oh, this nigga was a serial Lego heist.
Yeah, man. He had to have a fake ID because he would have got caught way earlier, I feel like. But maybe the Target systems don't talk to each other about that type of thing until they realize, like, yo, I heard about this in this city. Yeah. Like, oh shit, I heard about it in this city. And it's like, okay. So this is the guy that's just doing this.
I wonder how
many stores he got through before they put two and two together.
That's why I was thinking, like, if this was in the early 2000s or something, 2010s, maybe even like the late 90s, it probably wouldn't have registered with people. But now they got like the barcode scan and everything. They'll know exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. And facial recognition too. I feel like Target got that shit. I feel like they got that facial recognition shit. I don't trust them. I don't trust it. So this next story I thought was phone call, husband. Okay. A man fakes a heart attack to avoid paying. I've done some scumbag shit before, but this
paying what? Oh, restaurants?
Yes. This man got arrested for faking a heart attack 20 times in restaurants to avoid paying the bill. He would order four meals, eat as usual, and then suddenly collapse. Sometimes even going as far as asking for an ambulance to make the situation seem real. Because each bill was relatively small, often under 50 euros, the incident didn't raise immediate suspicion. Over time, restaurant owners began to notice the pattern and shared his photo, exposing the repeated scam. Once caught, he was sentenced to 42 days in prison after refusing to pay the fines he had accumulated.
That's stupid. That's literally the same problem as the Lego person. They were probably, they wouldn't even consider this to be a scam until two restaurant owners had the same story. Like, yeah, dude had a heart attack. It's like, yeah, dude had a heart attack in my restaurant too.
Bro, you know what's crazy? Okay, so I saw this video 2 weeks ago. The bartenders in San Diego, like there's a big, I don't know if it's a group chat or like a big WhatsApp chat. But they, you know, they all the bartenders and the bar backs are all in this group chat. And so there was this dude who was going around different restaurants and bars with like gastro bars that had food, stuff like that in the San Diego area. He would order like, you know, a couple beers and food and stuff like that. And then he would get a phone call, go outside, come back in, and he would just be like, my doctor said the cancer's gone. And everybody's like, yeah, cheering him on and buying him drinks and stuff like that. And then he would, you know, order a couple more drinks or something like that. And then he would grab his phone and he'd go back outside and he would just dip. And they caught him because people said, hey, look out for this guy. He's doing it. And every place he would go, and he would do the same thing. Go outside, come back in. A doctor said, he either said the cancer's gone or I have cancer. One of the two. But everybody would, you know, buy him drinks. And then he would order
do people
stuff,
buy shots? Dip. Do people buy shots after I have cancer announcement? I don't know if that's, I don't know if you're getting free stuff after that. That's crazy. Well, maybe just the bill.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could just be like, you know, like, I don't know. Sorry, mate. Can I buy you something to drink? And be like, yeah. But I don't know. So maybe
that's
it would be
sinister.
But either way, but yeah. So and then one guy saw him and remembered his face and chased him down the street and he called the cops and he said he chased this guy for 15 minutes and the cops finally found him. And they arrested him, but they had to let him go because he hadn't done it that day.
He couldn't prove, you couldn't prove it.
Yeah.
So he got greedy. He could have just drank what he wanted to drink and left after the phone call, but he came back in, added the cancer bit to get residual free stuff and then left. That's crazy. That's too orchestrated. I feel like you can only get away with that at like once or twice. Damn, that's so wild, man.
Yes. Speaking of crazy, got one more for you.
I got it. I got it. And it's fresh off the press, okay? Because the future of erectile function is here. Blue Chew Gold is changing the way millions of men are having sex in 2026. The new arousal boosting formula combines passion and performance into one tablet that dissolves where? Under your tongue. But that's not it, because it's super fast onset. No more waiting for a pill to kick in. Mm-mm. No more moments ruined by performance anxiety. Just the results you want and when you want them. Oh, we are taking it to the next level with Blue Chew Gold. You better know it because I got it here fresh out the press. Listen! Now, while most ED meds only focus on blood flow, Blue Chew Gold goes further by combining two ingredients for blood flow and for mental arousal and connection. So you're not just physically ready. Oh no, baby. You're actually in the mood. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile function. The process is simple and all online. You get started today at bluechew.com and go for the gold. Now, ladies, because I know you guys listen to this podcast too, you might be listening to it and thinking, can this work for my man? Could this be? Could this be for me? Yes, it can. All you have to do is share the link with him. Turn him into the trophy man, the trophy husband, the trophy boyfriend, the trophy late night, whatever you guys are calling it nowadays. You can make him that. You can be the talk of your group chat if you so choose to. Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Listen, all you have to do is discover your options at BlueChew.com. Please listen very closely, all right, because I don't want to have to repeat myself. We got a special deal for all of our listeners right now. When you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code DIYS. That promo code is DIYS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. We thank you guys for listening. Fresh out the press.
All right, we're back, and this next story is absolutely insane. In 2008, Felix Batista, an expert, can't emphasize that enough, an expert on how to avoid being kidnapped in Mexico, was kidnapped in Mexico. The expert on how not to do something got this something done to him after giving a lecture on how not to be kidnapped in Mexico.
That's crazy.
And he was never found again. Batista was abducted outside a restaurant despite his extensive background in negotiating hostage releases and advising others on safety protocols. He vanished without a trace. His disappearance sent shockwaves through the security industry. Investigations into the incident yielded no concrete answers or sightings. To this day, his ultimate fate stays unknown, making a grim chapter in criminal history. You know how effective and efficient you have to fucking be to leave no trace. He was outside of a restaurant. No camera, no nothing. You know how fucking good of a kidnapper you have to be? That's the nigga they need to interview next.
Well, no, they were fans. They read his book. I'm telling you, they read all his material. That's had
imagine
to be what
the kidnapper like, this nigga actually got us paid.
Nigga's really
we
good.
Step it up.
That's exactly what we do. And then they got the game plan down. They knew exactly how he was thinking.
Oh my God. Can you imagine niggas from the cartel actually just sitting in there? They done lifted the ski mask up and they're just like taking notes and shit.
Damn, and the worst really part is us. He gone and his estate can't make no more money because the one thing he was teaching, he got for it. And I didn't even know you could be an expert at not getting kidnapped in Mexico. That is so specific.
And very specific.
Like, does Mexico he not know how to get kidnapped in America?
Brazil is another place that they do it heavily in. And I remember when I was working at CarMax, having this conversation with this chick, and she was telling me she needed to marry somebody because otherwise she's going to have to go back home to Brazil. And I was like, yeah, that seems very transactional. Right? Quite she was pickle. Like... Yeah, she was like, yeah, but I'd rather be here than back home because they are still on that whole kidnap shit. I was like, wait, what? And this is shortly after I realized that I had been kidnapped because I didn't realize I had been kidnapped because I was on her date. She was like, what they do is they will follow you home, especially if you have a nice car, they follow you home and wait until you're going into your garage and the garage door is closing and then they slide under and then they kidnap you. Right. And then they call your family and get the ransom going and they just keep giving you a ransom. So if they pay the first one, they'll get another one and they'll get another one. Oh, they're going to keep doing it. And they never have plans on actually releasing you.
Really?
Yes.
So they're not bulk shooting. They're not even like kidnapping multiple people. They'll kidnap one person and then just keep threatening.
Yeah. Or they might send a finger or something like that, but they never have any real intentions on letting you go.
Yeah, that's terrifying. God, that sucks. Because it's like, man, they say basically to fight for your life wherever the kidnapping happens. Because once they transport you, your chances are drastically cut.
Now, I want to know, do you remember the old lady that was supposedly abducted a couple weeks ago?
Old lady?
Older white lady. This was recent. This was like a month and a half ago. And they still haven't found
on camera. This lady.
Let me see.
I don't know if they out there or out here.
This is out here. It was all on the news.
A journalist's mother.
Yeah.
Guthrie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's crazy. Since being deactivated, my smaller account doesn't follow any major news pages. So I've been I didn't even know Chuck Norris died until like 3 days later. Yeah, it's crazy. Man. Like everything that I was following was on my last account.
She was abducted early in the hours on February 1st, 2026.
Wow. Yeah, that just happened. Damn.
Yeah, and I don't think they said no proof of life despite several ransom notes sent to media outlets and the family. Authorities and the Guthrie family have stated that they have not received any verified proof that she is still alive. She's been missing for 81 days. The FBI released camera footage of a masked armed man outside her home on the night of the disappearance. He was described as being between 5'9 and 5'10 with an average build, carrying an Ozark Trail hiker backpack.
That's crazy.
Why was you wild? Like, 84? She can't even move. Like, if you was on a run, you can't even, like, get your ass in the car. She ain't moving fast.
Right. Right, but they probably just saw it as like a easy lick, which is gross. That's why I hear like scammers and criminals in other countries, when tourists come, it's always like the older people who get robbed.
My homegirl has been going through it. Her her dad had got scammed online. And so she had told me about some of it. She was like, this motherfucker just keeps going on the internet buying shit. She was like, he bought some erectile pills because the people that are creating these scams are using AI to make videos. And he was like, Denzel Washington was on a video. He said he used the same thing. She was like, that's not Denzel Washington. He would not be doing a video for
Why would that work? Why would that work on anyone? Oh, if it gets Denzel hard, older people.
Yeah, older people, like, because I think her dad's like in his 80s, like, and he don't know how to separate the spam shit from his regular email, or he'd be going through spam folder like, ooh, gained 10 inches. Wait a second. What are you just saying?
My parents for sure said like, the most obviously AI shit. It's crazy. If he had like
this nigga needs a different internet and a jitterbug. I don't want him to have a regular phone anymore. Nothing with the screen.
No, for real though. AI is getting, I mean, it's must be treacherous out there for old people, because AI is tricking them every single day. Like, my mom sent me a video that literally had an AI watermark bouncing around. And it's just, I saw a video, Tony Baker just posted a whale video today that was AI. So,
oh, the one with that gushing thing?
Yeah, that was the AI.
I was like, wait, is that how they feed the baby? Like, is that milk?
It's AI.
How is it coming out that hard and not being diluted in the ocean?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of shit be tricking me too. That's why I slowed down on Pat Geo, just because there's so much realistic fake shit, and you don't know until after you didn't put the video up, and you're like, damn, that's fucking, it got me again.
Bro, this shit, it's crazy, man. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell the real from the fake.
Which is crazy. It's not even safe. Allowed. Yeah, it's crazy it's even allowed. Like, we're going to probably look back at this period where anyone could just put out anything and be like, yeah, that was risky.
This is the Wild Wild West. This is the Wild Wild West of the inception of AI. Like, is it becoming a daily part of our lives? And before there are regulations and shit put on it and parameters and boundaries, this is it right here. Because motherfuckers are just doing anything.
Yeah, it's like when the internet dropped and it didn't have rules yet. So it was like people were putting fights and porn shit on YouTube and stuff, and people were infiltrating like the kids' videos and stuff. So
yeah,
this is like that again. It's weird.
Wild times we live in, man. Wild fucking times we're living in. All right, we got time for maybe one or two more. I don't know. Maybe we was just talking about, but the fake bear attack insurance scam. You heard about this one?
Looks very
familiar. This is the costume of the shit that they use. And it was three different people sentenced in insurance fraud scheme involving fake bear attacks on high-end cars and social media. Now, ours. I think this is the same story that I've heard before, because this wasn't their first fucking time. This wasn't their first rodeo. They've done this a number of times and got away with it. But this time, they dumbass got caught. It all stems from a claim the suspects filed with their insurance company saying a bear got in their car, a 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost, and damaged the inside with scratches. The California Department of Insurance said the suspects provided a video to the company which showed the bear in the car. An open investigation into the claim, dubbed Operation Bear Claw, took a closer look at the video and found that the bear was actually a person in a bear costume. The insurance department said investigators then took the video to biologists with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to also look at the video. The biologist said it was clearly a human in a bear suit.
They should have tried this on like a Civic or something, because that was the stupidest, goofiest, Scooby-Doo-ass plan.
Hippie, can you look that up and see if there's more to the story? Because I'm pretty sure this is the same family that had done this like three times prior. This was like a running thing for them.
With luxury cars?
Well, I don't know if they were all luxury, but they all would get in the car and do the whole thing, and then when they got out, they was like, look how he's getting out of the car. It's not a fucking bear. It just looked like somebody doing.
That is the dumbest plan I've ever heard. So now they got to eat the cost of destroying a ghost.
The car.
Mm-hmm. And prison. Insurance fraud. That was the worst plan. I wonder if there's a photo of the, I'm assuming, the man that dressed up.
Yeah. I think it was the son, the oldest son, because I think the mom and the dad and the son were in on it. Or maybe it was the dad and the son and the son's wife or something like that. But I don't know, man.
And they had the little cooking barbecue separators as the claws. Yeah. All that. It's crazy. Does not.
Fucking Wolverine claws. How do you feel about lobster? You a big lobster person?
No. I don't like lobster at all.
Even before the story hit, you know about the... Okay, so let's see if we can.
You lying. Oh, hell nah. Hell nah. Who parks a ghost just in the outside driveway also?
Bro,
you know how many times they probably watched this and was like, yeah, this is believable. Send it. I respect them for not going like a full quality shot, but yeah. I saw like a human arm going around with like the elbow and everything.
Just dumb.
I know that was really like fun for the biologist and everybody who was reviewing it. They probably had the best time with this.
Just laughing at this stupid motherfucker. Why is it? Everybody know when man first gets in somewhere, he sniffs around. He just don't climb in. Nigga.
I mean, it is smart to do those things.
Right. They did no research on YouTube as to like how bears move. Like no bear movement.
Nah.
If you search anything, you niggas just look like toddlers in a bear suit. That's all.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, we were talking about lobsters. Now octopuses, squid, lobsters, and crabs are now officially recognized as sentient beings under a new UK law, making it soon to be illegal to boil lobsters alive.
Wow. I didn't know they didn't consider them that.
not sentient, where they like, you know, could feel pain and we're aware of it. Because, you know, I don't know. I've never cooked a lobster, but they say that when you cook it, you already put it in the water where it's already boiling and right. You hear the screams. Mm-hmm. And then people are like, oh, that's just the air escaping from, Yeah, so.
But that shit probably hurts. We don't have to hear them go, ah, to know that boiling alive hurts. That's crazy.
But that's what the noise is that they said. It actually is a scream.
Right.
The UK government has unveiled a significant ban on boiling lobsters alive, a key component of a broader animal welfare initiative for England. This move comes on the heels of scientific consensus that decapod crustaceans, lobsters, crabs, and crawfish are sentient, capable of feeling considerable pain. Experts point out that these creatures can suffer for several minutes while plunged into boiling water while still aware. The new rules will mandate more humane killing methods. These include electrical stunning or chilling the animals on ice or cold air to render them insensible before cooking.
So we pivoted to freezing to death? Just freeze them to death. Don't boil them. I don't see why we don't just kill them, you know? Because crabs, you ever seen somebody like pop a crab top?
Pop the top?
Mm-hmm.
Drop the top on it?
And they still moving? I don't get why anybody does that.
I saw this lady cleaning her crawfish today. It was a video of her. And she was like, you got to clean them while they're still alive because they start floating. Everybody know that. It ain't the one you want. And so she was sitting in like, you know, a two-part sink. And so she was just moving them from one side, putting the water on them and stirring it around. And she had a scooper and she would start putting them on the other side. And she would show the water was dirty. And then she ran the water on this one, did the same thing, twist, spin it around. And it was just like, this is fucking crazy. This is, imagine being one of the crawfish. You just keep turning like, what the fuck is happening? Getting scooped up, putting the other one, more water. You're thinking you're good in the water. And then she starts stirring it up again. And this is all before cooking. This is just to clean it. And the water was so dumb because, you know, crawfish are in the mud.
Yeah.
You got to get them. You dig them up out of the mud. Bro, I was just like, you could just not eat them. It's not. It's literally just the juice from the head and the body. Y'all, is it meat on crawfish? Am I missing it? Am I missing it? I just don't
how
get
did
he, it.
How did she kill him? She just showed the cleaning process?
Just the cleaning process. And then she cooks them on the inside.
And there was like mud, and stuff in the water?
That water was dirty as fuck.
Yeah.
That water was dirty as fuck in them sinks.
They already look nasty. But then when you see like a couple of videos of them like eating shit and like dead bodies at the bottom of the ocean and stuff, it's kind of like, what are we... Why don't they get the same smoke as pigs? Everybody be shitting on pigs for eating everything. But like these niggas literally are called bottom feeders.
Yeah, man. They're the pork of the sea.
Right. At least pigs eat the leftovers on land. Like I feel like leftovers of the ocean is worse because they all just it just falls to the bottom.
That's good.
I'm good. Man, but I definitely think we should kill them before eating them. As I don't know why. It seems like
electrocuting them seems more humane.
I mean, maybe. You ever seen like them survival shows where they catch a fish and then they'll just like pop, like pick up a stick and like
smack it on the
head or like smack it on the rock? As brutal as that is, I feel like it's kind of instant, you know? And it's better than just getting cut or boiled alive.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good either way. I just stick with chicken. Actually, you know what? I don't like cooking my food. I'm that type of consumer. I don't like when I made the wings for this thing, and I rinsed the wings off, and you know you get the full wing with the little part on it. Sometimes they still have a couple of the feather things in there, and I was pulling a couple of them out. I was like, I don't want to do this shit. I don't want to.
That's gross.
Touching chicken wings, it be feeling like you touching old white man dead skin.
The consistency of chicken skin is awful.
I don't like that. And then you gotta season it and all of that. And then I let it sit in the marinade, so I had to take it out of there. And then you gotta pat it dry, and they look skimmy. Like
Once it's seasoned and it doesn't look like white people skin, it's so much easier to touch. But before that, ugh, can't do it.
Speaking of pigs, this is sinister. Firefighters just rescued 18 piglets from a fire because niggas hate barbecue. In February 2017, firefighters in Wiltshire, England, rescued 18 piglets and two sows from a burning barn. 6 months later, the farmer gifted the crew sausages made from those same pigs.
That's fucked up. That's crazy. As a thank you gesture.
Caused the controversy, the firefighters who said the pigs were raised for food described the sausage as fat.
I mean, to be fair, what they saved them was 6 months. them niggas got a little bit bigger, but they prolonged the inevitable.
That's oh my God, bro. Which,
okay,
that is insane.
Be like your love for hot dogs aside. If you actually rescued them and saved their lives and looked at them, do you think you could you think you would eat them?
Yeah.
You think you could?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Piglets, cute little things when they about this big. When they are ready to go on to the pasture, the motherfuckers are huge. They're huge. They eat a lot. They stink. Listen, man, that's an expense. It's time to go ahead and get my investment back.
You think they got full grown in 6 months? If they were piglets when they were saved? You think they grow that fast?
Well, I mean, a piglet, I don't know. I don't know if piglet signifies size or age. And I also don't know the speed at which pigs typically live for 15 to 20 years with proper care. Though their lifespan varies significantly based on whether they are kept as pets or raised as food. So if they're raised as food, they're getting fed, you know, multiple times a year. Pigs, what was that part? Hippie, I missed it. Pigs, what?
So 15, 20 years, that means the farmers set that fire. They were trying to get them. They, either way, their piglets was dying that year.
I think we're getting out of here. I'm ready to move to Hawaii.
Have you ever ate an animal that you saw when they were alive? I just realized I don't think I ever fish. Like knew it.
Just the fish I caught when I caught it.
That's a good point. But what about like farm wise, like a chicken that was raised?
I ain't never been in no farms. Like, unless it was a field trip from school, I ain't never been in no farms like that. Just like I ain't have access to shit like that. So I ain't know no animals.
Huh? Yeah, that, I just realized I've never. Pig, oh damn, hippie, you knew a pig and ate it? I've never done that. I mean, I guess the closest you like you said would be a fish. Or like a lobster you chose in a tank. But I've never really even done that.
Yeah, I think for me, it would just be the fish.
Yeah, right? I never ate an animal I was cool with.
That's crazy.
When you pull a fish out, you immediately enemies.
Oh, yeah. And did you see that video of the dude? And it was like a fish out of water. And it was just every time he started the video, like,
no.
Have you seen that? Dog, that shit is crazy. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, here it is right here.
What? He does it on purpose?
Yeah, before he starts that video, he takes a big step, like, do not. And somebody linked them together.
That's a crazy shit. Every time you're about to start, that's crazy. Every time you have to start talking, your face boot up. That's crazy.
Oh man. Good times, man. Good times. Well, before we get out of here, Pat, you got anything coming up you want to let the people know about?
Yes. Tune in to All Deaf Digital. We have a new show starring Tony Baker called Tony B. Walkin'. Should be airing in the next few weeks. Catch my stream schedule. I'm streaming a lot more nowadays, so pull up.
When are you getting your page back, man? People trying to find out.
I don't know.
Got any updates on it?
It was supposed to be last Wednesday, and I guess that didn't really work out. So I'm building Cloudy Arcade, and I'm still on the black market looking for a way back in.
Damn it. Damn it, man. As far as me, guys, I will be back on tour toward the end of the fall. I'm sorry, toward the end of the summer, going into the fall and winter. All the dates will be on my Linktree. I've just been teetering back and forth with, like, do I need a website? Like, if my Linktree has links to everything, do I really need a website at this point? Tough, the game is changing so much. I don't know what the norm is anymore.
Yeah.
But we shall see. We shall see. But new dates coming. And we also got some exciting new things coming with DIYS. So y'all stay tuned, looking for that. It's gonna be there.
Yeah.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Bye.
Peace, guys.